The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to his disciples, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. There is a baptism with which I must be baptized, and how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on the earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided. Three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus says, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. My brothers and sisters, have you ever said to our Lord, Jesus, I give you permission to set me aflame. I give you permission to set me ablaze with the fire of your love. Because it's what he longs to do in each and every one of us. And it's what the saints allowed him to do. It was not for the saints, first and foremost, Lord, I'm going to become holy for you. I'm going to conquer the world for you. I'm going to convert everybody all around, everybody I know for you. It was, Lord, I am going to allow you to love me so that I might be transformed in your love to love as you love. It's like when you put fire to a piece of wood, what happens? Little by little, the wood finally starts to catch flame. And then it begins to spread. And as it spreads, finally it penetrates the entire piece of wood. And the whole thing is ablaze. And it's the way he works in each and every one of us. Little by little, we open ourselves to the fire of his love until we are totally consumed by it. And we cannot love as he loves until we allow that to happen. So all the saints, they knew what the Apostle John said. This is love. Not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us. And so love must be received. Saint Anthony Mary Claret knew this profoundly. And so I close with words from him. He said this. Driven by the fire of the Holy Spirit, the apostles traveled throughout the earth. Inflamed with that same fire, the faith continues to spread. The more one is inflamed with love, the more urgently zeal drives him on. The zealous man desires that God may be always better known, loved, and served. In this world and in the life to come, for this holy love is without end. And this is my favorite part. So, he says this fire starts, it comes from the Holy Spirit. But he knows the relationship between the Holy Spirit and our Blessed Mother Mary, that she is espoused to him. And so he ends with this. The man who burns, the person who burns with the fire of divine love, is a son of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And wherever he goes, he enkindles that flame. He desires and works with all his strength to inflame all men with the fire of God's love. If we have never done it before, let us ask our Lord as we receive him today, let us say to him, I give you permission to set me ablaze with your love.